Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to easily create and attract the joy, well-being, abundance, and freedom you desire and literally make all your dreams come true. You'll find tons more self-empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, products, guidance, and support at Zakarin.com, and of course, tons of videos and podcasts on my YouTube channel and podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation. All right, so here we go. Nothing is important except you, the purpose of meditation, or the truth is within. The truth is not out there, as Mulder thinks. All right, so this is a subject that I have talked about 1,000 times and something I'm sure I will continue talk about because it is so immensely important and quantumly powerful. Because when you stop and leave the world of action and control, and you go within and you still the mind and connect your true divine immortal essence, you realize the truth that there is nothing really serious and all that outrageously important going on down here on earth. And there's nothing really serious and all that outrageously important going on in your life. Even though everything seems so serious and important, life and death, all of your money problems and relationship problems and career problems and your fears and unrealized desires and regrets and insecurities are absolutely meaningless, especially because there is no way to get anything wrong. Because there is no such thing as a judge of your life except you. No one can get anything wrong, no matter how we may judge others or our own behavior. Because again, there's no such thing as some sort of divine judge. And there's certainly nothing life and death going on down here, because there is no death. Because we are all immortal and infinite and unlimited source. And we're here for the fun of the adventure, not to prove anything or to learn anything or earn anything or to get things right or to prove worthiness or believe the right way, etc., etc. There is no such thing as a right way. And because there's no such thing as judgment or a right way, or a wrong way for that matter, then there's certainly nothing threatening to anyone's divine existence, because we are all immortal source and we can't get anything wrong. And because we're immortal, we don't actually even get anything done, because we are eternal and we are all perfect exactly as we are. And everything we do in the world of form is all temporary and just for the adventure of experience and expansion and the fun of creation. And when you stop and go within to your inner self, your source self, your God self, whatever you want to call it, when you connect to your infinite, immortal, unlimited, divine source nature, you understand all of that. You get the big picture. And you realize that there's nothing serious and important going on, and your petty problems and dramas and the world's petty problems and dramas are completely unimportant and meaningless and ultimately completely ludicrous, especially compared to our true divine potential as infinite creators, as who we truly are as source, and especially compared to how important you truly are. Because when you understand how unimportant all of the dramas of the world are, and you just focus on your divine source self, and you leave your petty worries behind through meditation and other divine alignment practices that connect you to your source and connect you to who you truly are, you really start to understand how infinitely important you and every soul and every creature on earth is. Because we are all source. We are all God. There is nothing separate from God. And as we live in the world of contrast of unwanted things with every one of our desires for improvement, we are expanding and evolving the earth and the entire universe of creation. So everything we do is simultaneously unimportant and at the same time outrageously important. The key factor is to understand that nothing has gone wrong down here, and no one is judged. So nothing serious is going on because of that. But all of our countless dramas and traumas and our subsequent desires for improvement are very important, and we are literally expanding the universe with our desires for that improvement. So the specifics of what we do in this physical reality are unimportant, but physical reality itself is extremely important because this is the leading edge of creation. That's why all of the ETs are watching us on galactic reality TV. Now, the other key factor is to understand that nothing and no one is somehow separate from source. So nothing and no one, no matter what despicable thing they have done, is lesser than anyone else. And the process of stilling your mind and going within to connect and realize all of this is perhaps the most powerful and most important thing you could do in your life, and will give you an immense amount of peace because you'll finally take the pressure off of yourself to have to be perfect. And you'll take the pressure off of everyone else that they have to be perfect and they have to act certain ways to make you happy. You no longer need that because you realize that you are the absolute essence of love and joy, regardless of what anybody else is doing. And so you don't need others to act in certain ways so that you can be happy and so that you can be prosperous and feel loved, because you are the natural essence of joy, well-being, abundance, and love. And you don't need to act in certain ways to please others, because you don't need others to love you and approve of you and admire you, etc., etc., so that you can be happy and feel loved and be prosperous. Because again, you are those things, and you alone create your own reality. It's fun to co-create with others, but nevertheless, you alone create your own reality. But until you've decided to stop and go within and find out the truth, until you've decided to stop trying to control life and be happy, until you've surrendered the fight and surrendered to the stillness, until you've entered an allowing state, until you surrender and allow yourself to connect to your infinite divine power and your true essence of divine joy, well-being, and abundance, until you've done that, well, you'll just be like the majority of humanity, running around panicked about this and afraid of that and desperate to please and needing physical reality to change, needing other people to change and needing politics to change and needing governments to change and needing et cetera, to change so that they can be happy instead of just being happy regardless, because they just know they're the essence of happiness. And you'll be addicted to action and control, and you will value action and control above all things, like humans typically do. And then, like most humans believe, things like meditation will seem airy-fairy and hippy-dippy and new-agey and Buddhist-y, etc. That's why humans believe that they must take certain actions, I emphasize actions, to connect to God. They think they must believe certain doctrines and act in certain religious ways and bow down and pray in certain directions and go to churches and synagogues, and they need priests and preachers and saviors and rules and regulations, etc., to somehow connect them to God and help them feel good about themselves because they're doing the right thing or the spiritual thing or the religious thing. And for some people, those activities work for them. And it gets them to stop and go within and stop the chatter that doesn't matter, you know, especially like going to church and praying and stuff like that. And obviously a lot of people are able to find God, so to speak, through these, you know, through their religious practices. And the point is, whatever connects you to God's source is a good thing. But humans, of course, complicate the shit out of everything, especially with their religions and religious doctrines that have allegedly come from God. And of course, they have. They did come from God, so to speak, but not from a God source. They came from human gods, not the top dog, you know, as it were. And no one really needs to believe any certain thing, and no one needs to act any certain way, and no one needs to go to any certain place to connect to God's source. All anyone needs to do is stop and sit quietly and listen to their breath and still the mind and feel and listen and go within to connect to their true divine source essence, to their own God source that is within themselves. Because again, we are not separate from God. We are God. We are God's source. And you just get that by going within, not in some church or some holy land or in some book. But until you do stop and go within, all of that just sounds theoretical and a waste of time because, hey, I'm a doer. I got important things to do. I got important things to accomplish. I don't have time to sit and do nothing. And from a typical human perspective, meditating is doing nothing. But from a higher perspective, considering the fact that all creation starts from just a simple thought and a desire, not action. And all you have to do now that you have asked is receive, not do, act, just receive. All you have to do is allow the universe of creation to do its work of creating what you want. And whatever you want will come to you easily as long as you don't block it with your resistant thinking and your doubts and your need to prove worthiness. Because when you just allow the universe to give you whatever you want without resistance, you are utilizing the infinitely powerful leverage of creation rather than trying to create with action, which has limited power and is relatively impotent in power compared to the unlimited leverage that you have letting the universe do the heavy lifting for you and giving you basically whatever you want. And when you do that, meditating is actually doing a lot, a ton. It is accomplishing a lot. Essentially, with meditation and other alignment practices, and then allowing, and then finally taking fun, I emphasize fun, inspired action, you can literally accomplish anything you desire. With the help of the universe, you can literally create anything if you can allow it. And if you can allow it, you and the universe can create it, whatever it is. But with action alone, your ability to create anything is completely limited by what you know and who you know and what others think and how they feel about you and what deals you can make with other humans, etc., etc. But with the universe, you don't need to make any deals or agreements or act any certain ways to please some sort of insecure God. You don't have to prove your worthiness to the universe like you have to do with other humans. You don't have to prove your talent or your education or your piousness or your virtue or your morality or your love, etc. With the universe, with source, with God, whatever you want to call it, all you have to do is ask and then receive. Because source, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, is unconditional in nature, not conditional in nature like humans. It's not judgmental in nature. It's allowing in nature. It's inclusive in nature. The universe will give you anything you want with no conditions attached. Whereas humans won't give you anything until you meet a whole list of conditions. Conditions that primarily make them happy, but don't necessarily make you happy. How creation works, how source God works, is whatever you ask for, the entire universe of creation immediately, 100%, unconditionally, starts putting all of the vibrationally matching elements together to give you whatever you want, and has unlimited power to do so, of course. And source, universe, godness, creation asks for nothing in return, because you are this same universe of creation. You are source. Your wish is the entire universe's command, because you are this entire universe in a human body. You are not separate from God, Goddess, Source, Universe. It only seems that way. So you have the unlimited power of creation working for you 24/7. But in comparison, when you try to create with human action and control and agreements and proof of worthiness, etc., your ability to create is minuscule and dependent on how many backs that you can scratch. But when you connect to your infinite power of creation that you have with your unconditional relationship with the universe, with Source, and you just allow the infinite blessings that the universe wants to give you by entering a non-resistant allowing state through meditation and other things in life where you are happy and tuned in and feeling amazing and you're focused in positive, joyful, loving, allowing, appreciative ways, well, you literally can create worlds. Anything you desire can come true when you are meditating and focused in a mindless state, or when you are positively focused on anything or anyone in a joyful, appreciative, loving, abundant way. You are in an allowing state, and then you are giving the universe free rein to literally give you everything and anything that you desire, because you're not blocking the unconditional nature of the universe with your conditional doubts and fears and limited beliefs that you need to prove your worthiness to get what you want, or you must prove, you know, your talent, or prove your loyalty, or prove your respect or faith or commitment or your virtuousness, etc., to get what you want. The universe doesn't want any of that crap. Isn't asking for any of that crap. In fact, it wants nothing from you, absolutely nothing. Doesn't want your loyalty or your worship or your morality or your faith, etc., etc., etc. You don't need to prove anything to God's source, the universe of all that is, because there's nothing to prove. You're magnificent, and there's nothing above you or bigger than you or more divine than you, and there's no one and no thing and no God that is presiding over your divine existence. You alone are in charge of your existence. Now, there's nothing wrong with action. We have all come to this planet and gotten into these bodies because of the fun of action, the sensuality of physicality, the experience being in a body. But there's lots more fun ways to play physically than how humans typically do, which is struggle and sacrifice and hard work and prove your worthiness. And those games, playing those games of proving your worthiness to get what you want, are just absolutely no fun at all. None of that sacrifice and hard work is any fun, and are completely contrary to your perfectly divine nature. And there's much more fun ways to get what you want by just letting the universe give you what you want, rather than trying to prove you deserve to get what you want, which only blocks your desires from coming to you. Especially because your divine purpose is joy, not prove anything or work hard to prove that you deserve anything. Your divine purpose in life is just to have fun. So when you meditate, you stop all that resistance that is blocking the universe from giving you the delicious desires that you want, such as all of your doubts and fears and worries and your futile need to prove your worthiness. That's blocking your beautiful desires from coming to you. When you meditate and connect to your inner self, you realize that all of your money worries and career worries and relationship dramas are completely meaningless. And all that matters is feeling good, because feeling good is your natural state of being. You didn't come to work to accomplish anything for any reason other than it's fun to accomplish things. It's fun to do stuff. fun to make stuff. It's fun to dream stuff up. And it's fun to create stuff. It's fun to have desires and then create those desires into physical reality. That's why you've come to this planet Earth. To have desires and have fun turning those beautiful desires into fun things. You didn't come here to please anyone, including some sort of insecure God. You came here for the fun of it. You came here to play in the world of contrast, of unwanted things, because you knew that those unwanted things would inspire new fun desires to create fun stuff. And you discover all that by doing absolutely nothing, aka meditation. This is why yoga is so important, because a really good yoga class, really good yoga teacher, doesn't just teach you stretching and doing postures. Yoga should incorporate breath work, aka pranayama, to still the mind and slow down the central nervous system and disconnect from the fight or flight mentality that humans still are very much addicted to. And when you incorporate physical postures with meditation, you realize that physical life can be and should be a meditation. The point is to meditate and then bring that meditation into your life. The point is to affirm what you want and then bring that affirmation of what you want into your normal life, so that you're affirming all day what you want and paying no attention to what you don't want. Life doesn't have to be a non-stop rat race to see who is the best or the most talented or the most spiritual. Life is not a competition, or at least it doesn't have to be. Competition in games is fun, but it sucks in life because it's unnecessary and not why we came here. And you don't have to wait until weekends or holidays to get a well-deserved break. You don't have to wait until you get to the Maldives to finally disconnect from the rat race and the dog-eat-dog world in the concrete jungle. You can take a mini vacation every single morning to disconnect from the unimportant, meaningless, petty squabbles of the Neanderthal world and connect to what is really important and really meaningful and really fulfilling and satisfying, and what has real meaning to you, to your true self, and the true nature of your creation, and the true nature of source, and your true nature of joy, well-being, love, and abundance. That's what's real. Every morning you get a fresh start to connect to your true divine essence within, because every night when you sleep, you disconnect from the world of form, from attraction. And you disconnect from the world of limitation, and you reconnect to your source nature. You connect to your source. And while you're still half asleep, when you wake up, you have the golden opportunity every single morning to connect to the good stuff within before you jump into the world of chaos. And when you do that, you will feel satisfied and fulfilled without accomplishing anything at all. But you will accomplish more than you can imagine by just connecting to who and what you truly are as source, by connecting to your true divine essence of joy, love, well-being, and infinite abundance. And when you start your day from that source aligned position, you build a deep foundation of your true divine nature, and that and your essence of joy and love and well-being, etc. And that prepaves your day how you would like every day to go, which is where everything goes your way every single day. And you're having fun every day, and abundance is always flowing to you, and you meet beautiful people, and magical things happen all day, and amazing synchronicities happen between you and other people and nature, and you have fun every day, consciously creating what you want with your positively delicious, joyful, appreciative focus, where you primarily focus on good feeling things and things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Because when you focus on things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, you attract more fun people, things, creatures, and situations that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And your life becomes one of non-stop joy and love and fun and well-being and abundance. Your natural states of being. And that is how your life should be. And how your life is meant to be. And how it can be if you reserve some extremely invaluable time for yourself every morning in your hour of power to get yourself into alignment with who and what you truly are and what is truly important, and using the priceless tools of meditation and affirmations and visualizations and other alignment tools that are, of course, available to you in my Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Rituals series, which contains a cavalcade of kick-ass alignment practices to help you create the life that you are meant to live, where you feel your connection to Source every single moment of every single day, and you have fun every day. And you're manifesting your delicious fun desires every day, because your joy attracts more joyful things to your life. And your relationships are amazing. And your life is abundant in every way. And every day you feel on top of the world. And with that in mind, if you'd like to dive deeper into this divine connection within to live a life full of nonstop joy, well-being, love, and abundance, then I emphatically recommend my Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Ritual series, available at MasterKeysOfSuccess.com. That's MasterKeysOfSuccess.com. So I hope you have enjoyed my podcast. Nothing is important except you. Purpose of meditation or the truth is within. And if you did, then please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings and subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation. Come visit me at zakiron.com for tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakiron, and I help success and joy-minded and fun-minded adventurers create the happy, abundant lifestyle that you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy, abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!